This is Mary McChesney interviewing John Stoll, spelled S-T-O-L-L, and the date is February 8th, 1965. He lives at 491 Ethel Avenue in Mill Valley, California. First, I'd like to ask you, Mr. Stoll, where were you born?
In Germany.
What town?
Göttingen.
Göttingen, G-U-T-T?
G-O, yes, T-T-I-N-G-E-N.
Göttingen. Mm-hmm. And what year was that?
1889.
Where did you receive your art training?
Dresden.
Saxon. Dresden?
Dresden.
At the university there or in art school?
At the Academy of Fine Arts, Dresden.
Mm-hmm. Then you came to the United States. How did you first make any contact with the government-sponsored art projects?
Oh, that was many years later than through Mr. Heil, if I'm not mistaken.
That's Walter Heil of the Dion Museum?
Yes, Dion Museum. And I don't know what project I was at all. I made some drawings for the bridge, which was on the way at that time.
You mean drawings of the bridge in construction?
Oakland Bay Bridge.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Caisson drawings and things of that, interiors and so forth. Interiors of the caissons and other drawings. I've forgotten how many I made. Mm-hmm. But I don't know under what head it belonged, under what the government branch it belonged at all. I only know I carried on for a number of months and then I ceased myself.
Mm-hmm. Could it have been the PWA, do you think?
But that I don't know, but could it possibly have been. I forgot really. I didn't pay much attention to it. Mr. Hyde interested me in it. He said it would be nice to have a number of large drawings and of the bridge under construction. And I don't know whom I interviewed besides Mr. Hyde. There were others involved, of course, quite a number, which I don't recall at all.
Mm-hmm. Did you go out on the side where they're building the bridge? You must have gone on a boat.
Oh yes, then. I've been on the side.
I did all the boat.
So I went to the to the locations each time.
What did they finally do with the drawings? Did they have an exhibition of them?
Yes, they had an exhibition, I think, of the drawings at the Dion Museum, if I'm not mistaken. Or the San Francisco Museum, I don't know. Mm-hmm.
How many did you do? Do you remember?
Oh, I must have been about a dozen.
And they were large drawings, you said?
Large. Mm-hmm. Some were very large.
What, in ink on paper?
Or? Oh no, they were some of the wash drawings were colored wash, watercolor in other words. Mm-hmm. But very, very impressionistically done. Now where they are, I don't know, and what happened to them, that I don't know either. Mm-hmm. Understand the. They sold the work of artists for $15 a ton in New York.
The ones that were left?
I don't know whether they were included in it or not. Mm-hmm. That I couldn't tell you.
Did you have to go on to relief to get onto this project?
No, not to. I don't think it. It was merely a matter that there wasn't much work, artwork to be gotten. And but it was brought to my attention and I applied for it and I received the commissions in that fashion.
Mm-hmm. What was the next project that you went on to?
None for the government.
Didn't you go on to murals on the Coit Tower?
No, I did not. I was not available at that time for that particular work. I had other things to do.
Mm-hmm. So how long were you on this particular section?
Oh, I don't think I was on there any more than something between 4 months to a half a year. I think that was about the limit of my time spent with that project.
Mm-hmm. And there were no further projects at all that you were on?
No governmental ones.
Your name was mentioned in an exhibition of PWA work, I guess, that was at the Dion Museum, so this must have been those same group of drawings.
That's possible. I'm terribly sorry that I can't remember under what head it was executed.